I'm going to introduce you our speaker, Brother Dio Yang. Our original name is Christian Assembly. When we started our meeting together, Brother Yang has been with us. And then we've ordained 11 elders. And we are meeting in different areas. And our brother is the elder in the west side. I still remember when we were meeting in our old church building, when there is a remodeling, our brother has been a great help to us. And even in our new project, still he's a great help to us. We are so glad that he will be with us today. So let's welcome our brother Yang.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. Good morning, everybody.
早安，弟兄姊妹。
As you can see, that this is a happy occasion for me because this is like a homecoming.
对我来讲就好像回家，所以是非常喜乐的一个场合。
It's great to see old friends.
看见老朋友实在是很开心。
That you are still so faithfully following and serving the Lord.
你们还是很忠心的跟随主。
You are truly the pillar of the church.
你们真的是教会的柱石。
And of course, I'm very happy to see new faces.
那我也很欢喜看见新面孔。
It's always good to see new people.
看见新来的都是很欢喜的事。
And it's always good to see the Lord's work made anew in our midst.
也看见神的工作在我们当中做新的事情也是非常好的。
You know, just like this worship building here.
就好像这个建筑物这里。
I remember the old one.
我记得那个老的会所。
And if you did not know what it was like, you do not know how blessed you are today here.
如果你没有看见我们的旧会所，你就不知道我们今天有多蒙福。
And we know that the work yet to be finished. We are in the second phase now.
我们知道现在在第二期的工程进行中。
And I see that we're getting ready to lay the foundation there again.
我看见我们已经预备好要打根基。
And it's not unlike our life journey.
这个不像我们的人生的旅程。
It's not unlike our life journey.
这个跟我们人生的旅程是一样的。
We come to different stages.
我们经过不同的阶段。
We have learned some things along the way.
每个阶段有不同的学习。
But we know that the journey has to continue.
但是我们知道我们要一直往前走。
And our learning process is not yet done.
我们学习的过程还没结束。
And we need to, along every stage, we need to relay our foundation.
在每一个阶段，我们都需要重立根基。
Of course, the Bible tells us that there is only one foundation.
当然，圣经告诉我们只有一个根基。
And that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个根基就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the revelation of who He is.
而他是谁的启示。
And our experience of knowing who He is.
而我们的经验里面知道他是谁。
And in a way, what I'm going to share with you today,
我今天要跟大家交通的
is nothing new,
不是一个什么新的事。
But it's like relaying certain foundations.
但是好像是重新建立根基。
And we know, and I praise the Lord that this is a Bible-believing church.
我赞美主，因为这个聚会是一个相信神的话的聚会。
And this is a Christ-centered church.
这个也是一个以基督为中心的教会。
And as I, during the breaking of bread earlier,
在擘饼聚会的里面
I was very much touched.
我非常的感动。
I do not, for the last decades, we do not often have the privilege of experiencing the presence of the Lord and the anointing of the Lord during the assembly of His people like this.
因为在过去的十几年里面我没有这样的机会能够跟弟兄姊妹一同这样子在主的同在的里面来纪念他。
And it has been a great blessing for me already.
所以对我而言已经是一个极大的祝福。
And I hope that I am used well enough by the Lord today.
我盼望主能够使用我
more than my natural ability,
超过我的天然的能力
maybe no more than what I have experienced myself,
也许也要超过我自己所曾经经历过的
to bring some blessing to you through the word of God,
借着神的话把神的祝福带给诸位
and today we're going to just study together,the portion of the scripture in the book of Matthew.
我们今天要看马太福音
chapter 11,
第十一章
verses 25 to the end 30.
二十五节到末了。
I think they are projected on the screen, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, our main focus is going to be on the last three verses, 28 to 30.
我主要的重点是在后面的三节，二十八到三十节。
Which is the calling of Jesus of his disciples to him.
就耶稣呼召他的门徒到他那边去。
And go to him to receive rest.
去他那边得安息。
But I want to set a context for us.
但是我要把那个背景告诉大家。
That in what context did Jesus make this calling?
在什么样的情况底下耶稣有这个呼召。
And so in verse 25,
所以在二十五节,
we'll read from verse 25 to 26.
我们读二十五跟二十六节。
At that time,Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事像聪明通达人就藏起来，像婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
So this verse starts by at that time.
这节开始是说那时。
What time was it?
那时是什么样的时候呢？
We know Jesus, his open public ministry on earth was about 3 years.
主耶稣在地上公开的执事差不多有三年。
And he started with the great reception and a lot of popularity among the people.
一开始的时候他非常受欢迎被拥戴。
But in the middle of those 3 years,
可是到了这三年半的中间的时候
things start to turn.
事情改变了。
People start to doubt his words.
人们开始怀疑他的话。
And people did not quite understand what he was trying to tell them.
他们不理会他到底要跟他们讲什么。
And it now has come to a time that Jesus is experiencing a transition from popularity to opposition.
所以这个时候他就被从被拥戴的情形到被敌对被反对。
And instead of being welcomed and being accepted by people,
不是被接受不是被欢迎。
Now he has experienced rejection.
现在他被人拒绝被反对。
And like we read that earlier in this chapter, Jesus said, we play the flute for you and you did not dance.
就像前面一点他说我们向你们吹笛你们不跳舞。
And we sang a dirge and you did not mourn.
我们向你们举哀你们不捶胸。
People could not understand Jesus' message.
因为人们不理会他的信息。
Oh, they were impressed with the works of miracles.
他们因着他的神迹非常的惊讶。
And they enjoyed being fed with the loaves and fish.
他们也很欢喜能够吃饱。
And they were impressed by Jesus raising the dead and casting out demons.
而耶稣能够叫死人复活赶走巫鬼他们都觉得非常的好。
But Jesus said to them,
但是耶稣对他们说
like he said to the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida and even Capernaum,which is the northern region of the Sea of Galilee.
他对于加勒利海北边的那三个城市哥拉逊伯塞大河说对他们说
that you have seen so much miracles among you.
他说你们看见了这么多的神迹异能
and yet you will not repent.
可是你们不披麻蒙灰悔改。
And that you will face on the judgment day much graver judgment than the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以当审判的日子推罗西顿所受的比你们还容易受。
In that critical time of change,
在那个转变的时刻
how did Jesus respond to it?
耶稣的反应到底是什么？
Or how would you and I respond when we face situations like that?
或者你我如果面对这样的情况，我们会有什么样的反应？
How many of us would be filled with disappointment?
我们多半会觉得失望。
We might feel confused.
或者觉得很困惑。
We may start to have self-doubt.
或者我们就怀疑自己。
And worse yet, we may start to complain.
很多时候我们会开始埋怨
and we start to hold bitterness and resentment
而我们会怀着怨恨跟苦毒
but Jesus at this time he said I praise you Father
但是耶稣在这个时候说父啊我感谢你
how many of us will praise the Lord with the hardship we endure?
我们当中有哪些人因着我们所受的苦难会感谢
赞美神 How many of us will praise God because we have been misunderstood and misjudged and rejected by people?
我们中间有哪个会因着我们被人厌弃被人藐视被人误会而来感谢神的
But he said, I praise you, Father.
但是他说父啊我感谢你
And Lord of heaven and earth,
你是天地的主。
You know, for Jesus to say that,
耶稣要说这样的话
He called the Father the Lord of heaven and earth.
他称呼父是天地的主。
Imagine,
想象一下
Jesus was God.
耶稣是神。
He was the Son of God.
他是子神。
And he co-created the heaven and earth with the Father.
他与父一同创造了天地。
And yet he's calling the Father the, the Lord of heaven and earth.
可是他称呼父是天地的主。
He is acknowledging the Father. He is the sovereign creator of the universe.
他这样子说就表明说他认为神是那个独一的权柄创造天地的主宰。
He puts himself under the sovereignty of his Father God.
他把他自己放在父神的绝对主权的底下。
And the way God does things was not the way maybe he would have done.
而好像父做的事情不太像是他自己会做的。
I don't believe Jesus would intentionally want the people to reject him.
耶稣不是刻意要人来反对他。
I'm sure he did not enjoy the feeling of being opposed and rejected and misunderstood.
他一定也不会很享受那种被反对、被拒绝的感觉。
But he submit himself to the Father, the Lord of heaven and earth.
但是他降服在父神这天地的主宰的底下。
And he said, "Yes, Father."
他说是的。
This was your good pleasure.
因为你的美意本是如此。
I am suffering.
我在受苦。
I'm going through hard time.
我经过艰难。
I can't get through to these people I came to save.
我没有办法来触及这些我所要拯救的人。
But I thank you, Father.Because this was your good pleasure.
但是父啊，我感谢你，因为这是你的美意。
He has submitted himself to the sovereign will of Father God.
他把他自己降服在父的绝对的权柄的底下。
And then in verse 7, he says something very profoundly puzzling to most of us.
在二十七节，对我们很多人来讲都是很困惑、不能明白的。
And he said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him."
他说，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子。除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
What was, you see, the first two verses, Jesus was speaking to the Father in heaven.
二十五、二十六节是主耶稣对天父讲话。
Now, from 27 on, he turned and speak to his disciples.
从二十七节到末了，他转过来向他的门徒们说话。
He said, "All things have been committed to me."
他说，一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
And is committed to me by my Father.
是我父交付我的。
Who is the Creator, the Lord of heaven and earth?
他的父是创造天地的主宰。
Now we may ask,
我们可能会问,
when did the Father commit all things to the Son?
什么时候父把一切都交付给子呢?
And from what I could discern,
从我所能看见的,
that was even before the creation of heaven and earth.
那个甚至是在创造万有之前。
Because in Colossians we read that,
因为在哥罗西书我们看见
for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
在哥罗西书一章十六节告诉我们因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的， 一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
All things were created for one single purpose.
万有被造只为这一个目的。
In the heart of God,
在神的心中，
He so loved His Son,
他这样的爱他的儿子，
that He wanted to create all things.
他要创造万有，
to glorify His Son.
来荣耀他的儿子。
That is what pleases the Father heart of God.
这叫父的心欢喜。
He wants to create all things for His Son.
他要创造万有为着他的儿子。
It is for the purpose of committing all things that He created all.
他为着要把这一切交付给他的儿子，所以他创造了这一切。
And the Son knows that.
而子知道这个。
The Son knows the heart of the Father.
主耶稣神子知道父神的心。
He knew that all things were created for him.
他知道万有都是为着他而被造的。
And all things have been committed to him even before they were created.
而一切都被交付给他，甚至在还没有被创造出来之前。
And now.In this particular moment of time,
而在这一个特定的时间里，
the Son of God has entered into humanity.
神子来，道成了肉身来到世间。
And now he came to claim that which was his to begin with.
他来领取这个本来就是属于他的。
But this claiming.Is not a simple coming and say these are mine.
但是这个领取不是那么简单的，就是来到父的面前就接受就是了。
For this claim, he has to pay a great price.
他必须付极大的代价为着领取这个。
For this claim, he has to leave the glory of heaven.
他必须离开天上的荣耀。
He had to leave the bosom of the loving Father.
他必须离开父爱的怀中。
He has to come to take up the weak and feeble, the body of a man.
他必须来穿上一个软弱的肉身。
And a man of a servant.
而且是成为一个仆人的样式。
He had to humble himself.
他必须降卑他的自己。
And he must enter into the sin-defiled world.
他必须进入这个被罪玷污的世界。
He need to put aside his divinity.
他必须把他的神性放下。
And he had to come to endure.The sufferings of mankind.
他必须来经历人所经受的痛苦。
He had to endure pain, physical as well as spiritual.
他必须经受灵魂身体的痛苦。
He had to endure rejection and opposition and all of that you and I experience.
他必须来经历所有我们所会经历到的。被拒绝，被厌弃。
And at the end, he had to lay down his own life.
而至终，他必须要放下他的生命。
He had to die a death of a criminal.
他必须像一个罪犯那样的死亡。
Condemned.
被定罪。
Misunderstood.
被误解。
Humiliated.
受羞辱。
On the cross,
在十字架上
was no ordinary criminal.
那个不是普通的罪犯。
The sinless was made sin for us.
这个无罪的为着我们成为罪。
One who is the creator of all things,
这位创造万有的主宰
suffered shame and scorn by the sinful man.
被罪人这样子的羞辱藐视
Yet he knew that's what he must go through.
但是他知道这是他必须经过的。
Because he knew through the grave he will rise again.
因为他知道经过坟墓他会再起来。
The only way he can defeat death is to overcome death and through death.
他知道他唯一能够胜过死亡的方法就是经过死并且胜过死。
So that he can deliver us from the bondage of death.
所以他可以释放我们从罪的辖制的里面出来。
So he can give us, impart in us this life of resurrection.
所以他可以把他的复活的生命分赐给我们。
Not only is it free from the bondage of sin,
不只是从罪的捆绑的里面得到释放。
But it has the power to overcome the power of sin.
而且是有胜过罪的能力。
And in that new life, we will be transformed.
而在这个新的生命里面我们会被改变
And one day Jesus said he will bring many sons into glory
有一天主耶稣会带率领众子进入荣耀
And thus the will of the Father will be accomplished
而那个时候父神的旨意就得以完全
No one knows the Son except the Father
没有人知道子除了父以外
No one knows what the Son had to go through
没有人知道这子神所必须要经过的。
But before the world was even created,
但是在万有被创造之前
the Father knew what the Son had to do.
父神早已知道子神需要经过什么。
And no one knows the Father except the Son.
除了父，没有人知道子。
And no one knows the Father except the Son.
除了子，没有人知道父。
And only the Son knows that in order for the purpose and will of the Father to come to completion, that he had to do what he had to do.
他知道他必须经过这一切，才能够完成父神的旨意。
And he knew that the Father's will is good.
And 他知道父神的旨意是好的。
And it is perfect.
是完全的。
It is for the Son's glory.
这是为了子的荣耀。
It is for the edification of all his people.
而且是为着所有他的子民的益处。
And that tells us that there is that complete perfect union between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就可以看见在圣灵的里面父和子有完全的联合。
That their mind is one.
他们的心思是一样的。
Just like their essence is one.
就像他们的本质是一样的。
Their purpose is one.
他们的目的是一样的
and their way of accomplishing it is one
而他们要达到那个目的的方法也是一样的
and it is in the perfect fellowship of love
在那个完全的爱的交通里面
the Son came to this earth
子来到地上
the Son went through all that he did
子经过所有他经过的
In order for that which was in the mind of the Father will come to the complete fruition.
所以在父的心意里面的那个目的能够达成。
And it is that love, the perfect union of love.
就是因为这个完全的爱的连结。
That motivated the Father to send the Son.
使得父神拆下了子神。
It is the motivation of that love
因着那个爱
that the Son came to this earth to willingly submit himself to the will of the Father.
子甘心地来到地上顺服在父的旨意里面
And now the Son has revealed the Father's heart to his disciples.
而现在呢，主耶稣把父的心 显示给他的门徒们。
Just like through the Holy Spirit, that we have received the revelation of the Father's heart.
就好像因着圣灵的指示，我们能够看见父的心意一样。
And now in this critical juncture of Jesus' earthly ministry,
在这个主耶稣地上执事的转捩点。
Jesus turned to his disciples and said, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
主耶稣转向他的门徒说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Imagine that day.
我们可想象一下，在那一天，
Jesus understood what he was doing.
主耶稣知道他在做什么。
He knew the Father's will concerning his life on earth.
他知道父神对他在地上生活的心意。
But what about his disciples?
可是他的门徒们呢？
Many narratives in the gospel tells us.
在福音书里面告诉我们，
None of the disciples knew truly who Jesus was.
没有一个门徒真的知道耶稣是谁。
Even Peter, once under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
甚至只有彼得有一次在圣灵的感动底下，他说，你是基督，是神的儿子。
But a few minutes later, Jesus had to tell him to get behind me, Satan.
可是一短段时间之后，耶稣就对他说，退去吧。你是撒旦。
Even on the day of resurrection,
甚至在他复活的那个日子，
we see that the John and the Peter and these Marys came to the graveside.
彼得、约翰和玛利亚都去他的坟墓。
And they saw the tomb was empty.
他们看见坟墓空了。
And they saw the burial cloth was folded on that stone table.
而他们看见裹尸布放在那里。
And they knew that Jesus was not there anymore.
他们知道耶稣不在那里。
But the scripture says,
但是经文告诉我们，
they did not understand it.
他们不理解。
And because they did not understand it.
因为他们不领会。
So you can imagine at this time how they felt.
所以你可以想象，想知道，你可以知道这些门徒们现在是什么样的感觉。
And you understand why Jesus called them weary and burdened.
所以你就理解为什么主耶稣说他们是劳苦担重担的人。
We have given up everything to follow Jesus.
我们已经放弃了一切来跟随你。
And we gave up so much.
我们放弃了许多。
Because we believe that he is a great leader.
因为我们相信你是一个伟大的领袖。
And we believe that he is going to do something great for the nation of Israel.
我们相信他会为以色列国做一个伟大的事。
And we believe wonderful things to come.
我们相信会有非常美好的事情发生。
And we see the crowds after crowds following him.
我们看见群众都跟随他。
And then we see things start to change.
然后我们看见事情好像开始改变了。
We become weary.
我们就变得劳苦了。
We become burdened.
我们就担重担了。
And we become restless.
我们就没有安息了。
It was true for the disciples of Jesus' day. It was true for the disciples of Jesus' day, of his time, those disciples.
Okay, 所以在那个时候, 主耶稣的门徒的确是劳苦担重担。
But I believe it is also true for some modern day followers of Jesus too.
但是我相信我们今天这些跟随主的人有时候也是劳苦担重担。
And some of them may even be sitting in this very hall.
也许有人就坐在这边。
Because we all live in a restless era.
因为我们活在一个没有安息的世代里面。
Every stage of our life.
我们生命的每一个阶段,
so much demand is made on us.
对我们都有太多的要求。
The students have their burdens.
学生有他们的重担。
The parents have their burdens.
父母亲也有他们的重担。
Young people have their burdens.
年轻人有他们的。
You know, even old retired people have their burdens.
甚至已经退休的人也有他们的重担。
And this burden, as we see later, Jesus said, I'm going to give you the rest for your souls.
但是后面耶稣说,我要使你们的魂得享安息。
See, the weariness of the body is one thing.
你知道我们身体的劳苦是一件事。
But the weariness of the soul is much worse.
可是我们心灵的劳苦是更不得了。The
physical and material burden is one thing.
这个物质的重担是一件事。But
the emotional burden is something worse.
而我们情感上的重担是更厉害的。And
Jesus said, come to me.
而耶稣说,到我这里来。And
Jesus said, take up my yoke upon you and learn of me.
你们当负我的轭,学我的样式。Jesus
did not offer a 12 steps of how do you get happiness and prosperity.
耶稣不是告诉我们, okay, 有12个阶段, 12件事情你可以做, 然后你就可以得到幸福快乐。
He just offered himself.
他是把他自己给我们。
And he said, come to me.
他说,到我这里来。
What do we do when we come to Jesus?
我们到耶稣那里去的时候是做什么呢?
He said, take my yoke upon you.
他说,当负我的轭。
We would think that Jesus would say, lay down your yoke. Let me take away your yoke. It's too heavy for you.
我们会以为说, 哎, 把你的轭放在我这里, 我来担你的轭, 因为这个轭对你太重了。But
what is the yoke of Jesus?
可是耶稣的轭是什么?
As a matter of fact, we ask, what is the yoke?
可能我们会问, 到底轭是什么?
Now, the picture we would have in that in our mind will be that will be the yoke, let's say, upon an ox.
在我们脑海中可能就是想到一个牛身上的轭。
When he is working in the field.
他在田野里面耕种的时候。
Or the harness upon a horse or a donkey.
或者是马或者驴身上的马具。
And for that animal to carry the cart or the carriage.
所以它可以拖拉后面的货车。
Now, the yoke demands two things.
而轭是需要两件事。
For the animal, to demand two things of the animal.
这个动物需要有两个条件。
To be a yoke bearer, first of all, you have to accept the yoke.
第一个条件是他必须要接受这个轭。
Secondly, that you must submit to the yoke.
第二,你必须要顺服这个轭。
Because when Jesus said, my yoke, his yoke is what? His yoke is to do the will of the Father.
主耶稣的轭是要行父的旨意。
And he said, again in the book of Hebrews, that you have given me this body to do your will.
在希伯来书他说, 你给我这个身体是为着照你的旨意行。
And when he said, Father, this was your good pleasure, he is saying, yes, I accept whatever you put on me, which is your will and your pleasure.
而当主耶稣说因为你的美意本是如此的时候，他是接受，欢然接受所有父量给他的。
And he said, now, when you come to me, you will take up my yoke.
而主耶稣说，到我这里来，要负我的轭。
Oh, when Jesus called the disciples, Jesus knew they were, what? They were bearing a yoke.
而当主耶稣呼召这些门徒的时候，他知道他们都在负轭。
And whatever that yoke was for them, Jesus said, I have a yoke for you.
不管他们负的是什么样的轭，主耶稣对门徒说，我有一个轭为着你们存留。
Now, you have never seen any animal bearing two yokes.
我们从来没有看见任何一个动物是负两个轭的。
In order to bear Jesus' yoke, we have to what? Remove the old yoke we had on us.
为着要背负耶稣给我们的轭，我们需要先把我们身上的轭放下。
And he said, as a matter of fact, in the verse 30, he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
在三十节他说，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Now there is a difference between a yoke and a burden.
轭和担子是不一样的。
You think about the again. Let's look at a picture of an animal.
我们再来看这个动物。
Okay, when the yoke is put on an ox, there's something else normally is added to it.
当一个动物负轭的时候。通常他那个轭后面是拉着一个别的东西。
And that ox in the field has to have a yoke, and attached to the yoke is the plow.
所以当一个牛在田地耕种的时候，它的轭后面是拉着犁。
The yoke is not that heavy.
轭的本身并不那么重。
But the plow cutting into the soil.Is very heavy, very hard.
但是这个耕地的犁是很沉重的。
Or as a horse that has a harness on it.
或者说一根马身上有马具。
The weight is not on the harness.
所以这个重量不是在那个马具身上。
It is the cart or the carriage that is attached to the harness.
那个重量是在后面它拖拉的车子。
So if Jesus' yoke is to do the Father's will,
所以如果耶稣的轭是要行父的旨意,
what then is Jesus' burden?
所以耶稣的负担是什么?
From what I can see, that the burden of Jesus is the salvation of all mankind.
耶稣的担子是整个堕落人类的救恩。
That's why he came to this earth.
这就是为什么他来到地上。
And now Jesus said, "My yoke is easy."
而现在耶稣说，我的轭是容易的。
Why is Jesus' yoke easy?
为什么耶稣的轭是容易的？
Because from what we could see, you know, at this particular juncture, at this time, it wasn't easy at the time.
我们看在这个时间点，好像他的轭并不容易啊。
But as he said in verse 27,
但是在27节他说,
we see that it is his love for the Father.
是因为他向着父的爱。
My yoke is easy. He's saying that it is easy for me to submit myself to this yoke.
对耶稣来讲，要负这个轭是容易的。
Because he is motivated by the love for the Father.
因为向着父的爱是那个动机。
And we all know that. Nothing is hard when there is enough love in you.
我们都知道，当你有爱的时候，什么都容易
了。You look at the mothers.
你看看这些母亲们。
And just, you know, I often look at my daughter and my daughter's in-law.
我看我的女儿跟我的那些媳妇们。
And I am amazed how much they are doing for their children.
我实在很讶异于他们为他们的孩子们所做的事。
And maybe I am just senile. I don't remember exactly how we went through our children's childhood.
可能因为我已经老了，我已经忘记我年轻的时候怎么带我的孩子们。
Or maybe my wife was the only one that really bear that yoke.
也许我的姊妹是唯一负轭的人。
But when I see them doing it so much and so much with joy and pride.
可是当我看见我的女儿跟媳妇们那么乐意的欢喜的这样子来服侍他们的孩子们。
We know that's because their love for them.
我们知道那个是因为他们有爱为着他们。
And I think it's true for all the mothers and some of the fathers among us.
我想在我们当中所有的母亲和父亲都是这样。
And my genuine wish is that all the children one day will have the reciprocal love for your parents as well.
而我也巴望所有做儿女的有一天都能够像父母有这样回流的爱。
And Jesus said, my yoke is easy.
而耶稣说我的轭是容易的。
Because Jesus' love for the Father.
因为耶稣爱父神。
Because Jesus knows how much the Father loves him.
而他也知道父神何等的爱他。
And then he said, my burden is light.
而他说我的担子是轻省的。
Now, to accomplish salvation for all mankind is not easy nor light.
我们其实都知道要为全人类完成救恩不是容易的事。
But you know, something about Jesus' life.
但是我们要知道耶稣的生活。
See, from the very beginning,
从一开始,
that Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他是因着圣灵而感孕。
And then in the beginning of his ministry that he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness.
而在他地上的公开的服事刚开始的时候他被圣灵带到旷野。
There in his utmost human frailty and weakness.
在人的自己的软弱里面。
He overcame the devil.
他胜过了那个恶者。
On behalf of all mankind,
为着我们所有的人
in the power of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的能力
and then he started public ministry. He said what?
然后在他刚开始他的公开执事的时候，他说什么？
He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me."
他说，主的灵在我身上
because he has anointed me.
因为他用膏膏我
to proclaim good news to the poor,
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
So we know every deed of miracles and every healing and every casting out of demons and even every word that he utters was in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道他所行的每一个神迹每一个医治甚至他所说的每一句话都是在圣灵的能力中。
And because he was operating in the power of the Holy Spirit,
因为他所行的都是在圣灵的能力中。
So that the burden is light.
所以担子是轻省的。
There are many illustrations we see that.
我们看见许多的例子。
I know the young people today when you drive your car, the steering wheel is very easy to control.
我们知道现在的开车的那个方向盘是很容易来支配的。
And you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because it's power steering.
因为它是有哦，它有动力辅助。
And that power did not come from you.
而那个动力不是从你而来。
Because you see, we, in the older generation, we have driven cars that without power steering.
因为我们这些比较年长的人，我们开以前开的车是没有这样的动力辅助的。
Yeah, today you see some females truck drivers.
现在你可以看见女性的卡车驾驶员。
And she just used one hand, maybe two fingers, and just roll the steering wheel one way or the other. Very easy. That's 18-wheeler. She controls with two fingers.
这十八个轮子的大货车，她用两个指头就可以很轻松的指挥。
Because the power steering system.
因为是动力辅助的。
And operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and or the power of our own is like moving a boat, whether it's a sailboat or a rowboat.
所以靠我们自己的能力或者是在圣灵的大能中工作，就好像是我们自己在摇桨或者是我们搭的一个风帆。
Yeah, how far can you roll your boat?
你自己这样子努力摇桨，到底能够摇到什么地方？
But a good sailboat can take you around the world.
但是一个风帆可以带你环游世界。
So that is what we're supposed to learn from him.
所以这就是我们应该向他学习的。
So Jesus is telling us.
所以耶稣告诉我们。
That I am gentle and humble in heart.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
The gentleness of Jesus in this context, what we see, is in his response to adversities.
在这里耶稣的柔和是显于他对患难跟拒绝的反应。
Instead of anger, bitterness, self-doubt,
不是愤怒自我的怀疑。
He said, Father, I thank you.
他说父啊我感谢你。
And he is humble in the sense that he submit himself,To the will of God.
他谦卑是因为他顺服父的旨意。
And Jesus said, You will find rest for your souls.
他说这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Jesus' offer is far greater than just the physical rest.
而耶稣给我们的远超过只是身体的
He offers us the rest for our souls.
他给我们的是叫我们的魂得享安息。
So now this calling to him is issued to you and me today.
所以这个对着门徒们的呼召今天是向着我们发出。
He offered us rest for our souls.While laboring under his yoke.
当我们在他的轭下劳苦的时候，他告诉我们，我们可以在他那里得安息。
By the way, we pay attention, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you.
耶稣说要负我的轭。
But he didn't say, carry my burden on you.
但是他没有说要担我的担子。
His yoke is to do the Father's will.
他的轭是行父的旨意。
That is the same yoke you and I have to bear.
我们也都要负这样的轭。
Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what stage of life you are in.
不管你是谁，也不管你在什么样的生命的阶段里面，
We have the same yoke as Jesus.
我们跟耶稣有一样的轭。
We have to be doing God's will.
我们都要行神的旨意。
But he didn't say carry my burden.
但是他没有说你们要担我的担子。
Because his burden is too great.
因为他的担子实在太重。
The responsibility for the salvation of whole human race, we cannot carry that.
我们没有办法担负拯救全人类的堕落命运这样的担子。
But each of us will not carry an empty yoke.
但是我们不是担着一个空的轭。
There is a specific burden that is attached to yours and my yoke.
在你我的轭上都有一个它特别的担子。
And what is this particular yoke, burden for each one of us is something we have to seek the Lord to make clear to us.
而我们都应该要寻求神，知道我该负的担子是什么。
We have our each individual responsibilities.
我们每个人都有自己该负的责任。
And so, how do we enter into Jesus' offer of this rest of our soul then?
但是我们怎么样能够进入主耶稣要给我们的安息呢？
First, I say we come to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. It says that there is a rest for the people of God.
在希伯来书第四章说，为神的子民有一个安息存留。
And that rest is different than the rest that Moses could provide or even Joshua could provide.
而那个安息不是摩西或者约书亚能够提供的。
And this rest can only be found in Jesus.
而这个安息只能在耶稣里面找到。
And for this rest, Hebrews 4 tells us that we have to make every effort to enter in.
而这个安息是必须要竭力进入的。
It seems to be a paradoxical statement.
看起来好像很矛盾。
We might think rest is to cease for all labor.
因为安息是歇了一切的工。
But in order to enter into that, we have to make every effort.
可是为着要进入那个安息，我们必须要竭力的进入。
The effort is not about the rest.
而那个竭力的进入不是那个安息。
The effort is to cut off all that entangles us.
而那个竭力要努力要做的是要除掉所有拦阻我们进入那个安息的。
The effort is to take off the old yoke that we used to bear.
我们竭力要做的是需要除掉我们原来所负的轭。
And why is it only this rest can be found in Jesus?
为什么这个安息只在耶稣里面能够找到呢？
Because Jesus is our way.
因为耶稣是我们的道路。
Jesus is our life.
耶稣是我们的生命。
Jesus is our way to enter into the fellowship of the Father and the Son.
耶稣是我们进入父跟子之间的那个交通的那个道路。
And Jesus is the life with which we can have fellowship with the Father and the Son.
而耶稣就是那个生命，使得我们能够进入父跟子的交通。
It is only in that fellowship.
只在那个交通的里面。
We start to truly know God.
我们才真正的能够认识神。
We know God beyond theology and doctrine.
我们不是道理的、神学上的知道神。
We start to know God as someone we can have relationship with.
我们只在那个交通的里面能够认识神，知道他是我们可以跟他有交通的。
It is in that relationship with God that we experience His love.
只在那个跟他的关系的里面，我们能够经历到他的爱。
And it is in that relationship we can learn to love God.
而也只在那个关系的里面，我们可以学着来爱他。
And it is in that fellowship of love.
就是在那个爱的关系的里面。
We too can submit ourselves to the yoke of the will of the Father.
只在那个爱的交通的里面，我们才能够向着父的旨意降服。
It is, again I say, it is in the fellowship of love that we can also submit ourselves to the yoke of the will of the Father.
所以只在那个爱的交通的里面，我们能够向着父给我们的轭来顺服。
And that fellowship is in the Holy Spirit.
而那个交通是在圣灵的里面。
And it is in the fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
是在那个圣灵的交通的里面。
We to begin to receive that power.
我们能够接受那个能力。
We begin to learn to act and speak in that the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以开始学习在圣灵的能力的里面说话行事。
And it is in that fellowship in the Holy Spirit that we can start to labor in the power of the Holy Spirit.
也在那样的交通的里面，我们才能够开始在靠着圣灵的能力来为主劳苦。
We may try to memorize these verses.
我们可以试着来背诵这些经文。
We may mentally, intellectually agree with the doctrine.
我们可以头脑里面来承认同意这些教导。
But I would say you will not experience rest.
但是你没有办法享受安息。
Unless you enter into the fellowship,
除非你进入这个父子圣灵的交通里面。
Again, like Keita just said, that fellowship of the Father and the Son and in the Holy Spirit.
所以这个交通是父子圣灵的交通，在圣灵的能力的里面。
That is what we are to learn of Jesus.
这是我们要向着主学习的。
This is not a 12-step program.
这个不是一个十二步的步骤的这个节目。
This is very, very foundational.
这其实是非常根本的。
But like what we're doing on the phase two of the building.
但是就好像我们正在第二期的工程所做的。
Maybe some of us have neglected this foundation.
可能我们有一些人忽略了这个根基。
Maybe some of us taking this for granted.
也许我们当中有些人认为理所当然。
Maybe some of us have become complacent.
也许我们有一些已经怠惰了。
But I ask you, do you have rest in your soul?
但是我请问你，你的魂有安息吗？
Even or maybe especially in your ministry.
尤其是在你的服事的里面，你有安息吗？
Jesus said, "Come to me."
耶稣说，到我这里来。
And learn of me.
向我学习。
And that's what I tell myself, that's what I encourage all of us to do.
这是我对我自己说，也是鼓励所有的人要做的。
And this is a lesson we will never graduate from.
而这个是一个我们永远不会毕业的功课。
And I thank God and I thank you for your attention.
我感谢神，也谢谢你们注意的听。
Amen.
Amen. So shall we sing?
Yeah, we have a hymn to sing. What is it?
262.
Talking about reminiscence of yesteryear. And you may notice that this song was composed by our dear sister Mimi Lim.